Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for getting
Hello.
Yes?
Yes. Yeah, there, we've got a very good line.
Sorry?
I was just wondering what this call was about.
Actually, this is just a confirmation call regarding a purchase which has been made from your eBay account today morning. So, did you try to make a purchase for $299 today morning?
No, I haven't made it. I've bought anything off eBay for a long time.
Okay, so is there any family member who is using your eBay account on behalf of you?
I haven't even known if I had an eBay account.
First of all, just listen to me. What happens, sir, usually, you know, by the help of the internet line or Wi-Fi connection, someone has tried to hack your all of your personal details and now they are trying to misuse with your personal details. And I believe that they have only created this fake account on eBay with your number and now they are trying to misuse with it. So no need to worry, I will help you out to cancel this order and also I will try to block those persons who are trying to misuse with your personal details that way. First of all, what happens, sir, I will provide you a security application. After that, application will be installed in your phone. After that, if they try to put your any of your personal details as any shopping platform, they will be automatically blocked, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So no need to worry. You don't have to pay anything or any else. Okay. I'm there to help you out. So you do one thing. You know, sir, actually this is an online procedure because we need to connect you from our secure server, okay? Our national crime agency. So no need to worry. So you just do one thing. Can you just help me out by that? Do you have any smartphone with you right now?
Do I have any what, sorry?
Do you have any smartphone? It's cell phone, smartphone.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So can you just help me out by that? The phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android one?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. So you do one thing. First of all, just put me on speaker and come back to normal home screen where you can be able to see all of your applications, wallpaper. Just put me on speaker and come back to normal screen.
Sure.
Yes, are you on your normal screen?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please try to open your app store, right? App Store, from where you used to download your various applications in your iPhone, so please try to open your App Store.
Yeah, no, I've just got my normal screen on there, I haven't got anything else on it.
Yes, you got your App Store?
Sorry?
So did you open your App Store?
App Store?
Yes, sir. So once you open your App Store, I think you would be seeing a small magnifying glass at the left-hand side bottom of your screen. Could you see that small magnifying glass at the bottom of your screen?
No. That's so.
Yeah, you open your App Store?
Yep.
Yes, sir. You see a small magnifying glass. It says
yep.
Search. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now you just type over there, A as in alpha.
What's that, sorry? I'm driving at the moment as well, so I'm trying to find somebody to stop, so.
Okay, so you try it now. It will just take 5 to 10 minutes of your previous time. No need to worry.
So,
it will just take your time. Now you do one thing, sir. You just simply type over there any day, okay? I'm doing it faster for you, okay? Type over there any day. A as an alpha, Y as an N as a November.
Got to type in at the top.
Sorry?
I'm going to type that in up the top.
Yes, sir. A N Y.
A N Y.
D E S K. D for Delta, E for Edward, S for Sugar, K for Kingdom.
Okay, so it comes up any desk. Yep.
Yes, sir. Could you see a small, what could you see on your screen? What the suggestions are coming?
Says any desk.
Could you see a small, red color application? Do you see a red color application?
Any desk, remote desktop?
Yes, sir. Yes, over there you will find option says get.
Okay, open.
Yeah.
It's come up now. Your address.
Yes, sir. You installed that application? Hello?
Yeah, I'm talking to Eddie.
Yeah, it's done. Please try to open it.
Citation rejected.
Sorry?
I've typed in that address, and it's session rejected.
Your session rejected?
Yeah, it says address, and it's got enter remote address.
What could you see on your screen? No need to touch your screen. What could you see on your screen?
It's got 9 numbers in red.
Over there, could you see it's saying your address, something like that, your address?
Yeah.
Yes, you could see. Do one thing, just fill out the number one by one.
Top to top, it's got a remote address.
Yes, please provide me the ID one by one. Can you just spell out the number one by one?
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yes, please spell out the numbers.
Sorry?
So confirm me the number one by one, the 9-digit number, what should you see on your screen?
No.
It says
your address. 856.
846?
856.
Yes.
558.
458.
418. 458. Yeah.
856. 558. 418. So, please, once again, repeat. It's 846. Hello.
856.
Yes.
558-418.
418. 558-418. Okay. what happens, sir, you please stay on your screen, on your Anyrec. If you see any changes over there, so please let me know, okay?
Good.
Also, please open your Anyrec, open your Anyrec. Once you check your data, is connect, your phone is connected with your data or not.
This is all weird. I've never had to do anything like this before. How do I know you're not trying to scam me?
What happened, sir?
I don't know why I have to do all this.
So nothing to worry you.
How do I know you're not a scammer?
Yes, sir. Don't worry, sir. I'm not a scammer. You know, I'm trying to help you out. Did I ask you any of your personal details on this call?
No, but I don't know why I've got to do it. Why doing all this sort of stuff? Why can't you just stop the... If somebody's trying to pay for something with my card, why can't you just stop the payment?
Okay, so just to stop this payment and block this person, I'm trying to connect you from our secure server. No need to worry. You know, this is just a... This app is collaborate with our company, okay? This is all, it's fully encrypted and it is, you know, recorded, so no need to worry. Your personal details will be shared, no, okay? You just open your Anydesk and be on that page.
That's in what?
Yes, are you on your Anydesk?
Yeah.
Okay, if you see any changes, so please let me know. No need to worry, it is totally robotic, okay?
Okay.
Can you see any changes over here on your screen?
No, nothing's changed.
I think your device is not connected with data. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Are you on any desk?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's all the same, nothing's changed.
Okay, so you do one thing, sir, you just be on hold.
So do I have to enter that, it says your address, the one that I gave you a minute ago, do I have to enter that up the top or not?